Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the catcher, Ron Brand. Batting second, the left fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand strikes out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel strikes out. There goes Jackson. The throw from Brand to Logan, and Jackson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Brand reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and has Brand trapped. There's the throw to Hunt and over to Hickman, who tags Brand for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moran takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moran moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Cardwell moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brand hits a line drive to right field. Snyder throws towards the plate. Coleman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Cardwell moves to third. Brand moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. Cardwell scores. Brand moves to third. Mota moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brand scores. Mota scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Pirates. Ed Botton now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. One out. It's 5-1, Pirates. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Botta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brand hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mota hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carmel hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Clemente, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran throws to second for 1, and Hunt throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mazeroski scores. Clendenin scores. Verdon moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Pirates. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Jay Hook now pitching. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Harkness moves to third. 1 out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Al Moran. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Gonder moves to second. It's 7-2, Pirates. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jay Hook. Roy Face now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carmel is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.